with Cap Radio News. I'm Randall White. Reports about vaccinated Americans catching COVID-19 are energizing vaccine skeptics and leading to more misinformation. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols examined the facts about breakthrough infections in this week's Can You Handle the Truth segment. And Chris, the COVID-19 vaccines authorized in the United States have been shown to be both safe and effective in preventing the disease. But there are rare cases where vaccinated people have contracted the virus, these so-called breakthrough cases. Give us an idea of some of the false claims that are making the rounds.
Hey, Randall, the breakthrough cases really are fueling misinformation. And one example is a popular and misleading post on Instagram. It wrongly claimed that the vaccines are the first in history to not prevent people from catching or spreading a virus, and that they only last for a few months.
What are the facts on that first part about this being the first vaccine in history to not prevent the virus?
That first part is completely false. No vaccine is 100% effective. That's the case for the flu vaccine, and it's also the case for the COVID-19 vaccines. On its website, the CDC says some fully vaccinated people will get sick. Some will even be hospitalized or die from COVID-19. And that vaccinated people with breakthrough infections can also spread the disease.
But these are rare cases. And aren't the vast majority of people who contract COVID-19 unvaccinated?
That's correct. Studies show vaccinated people are 8 times less likely to be infected and 25 times less likely to be hospitalized or die from COVID-19 than unvaccinated people. That's also according to the CDC. And those who are fully vaccinated and get one of these breakthrough cases are less likely to suffer a serious illness.
What about the second part claiming the vaccines only last for months?
It's still not clear how long the protection provided by the vaccines will last. Health officials are still debating whether everyone will need a booster shot. But this last part of the social media post is misleading because plenty of other vaccines require boosters. People are asked to take the flu vaccine every year, and vaccines against hepatitis B, whooping cough, chickenpox, and measles all require multiple shots.
Finally, PolitiFact looked at the odds of a fully vaccinated person getting one of these breakthrough cases of COVID-19. Tell us more about that.
Yes, this comes from a New York Times analysis that PolitiFact has reported on. The Times found that the average vaccinated American's odds of getting a breakthrough infection are roughly 1 in 5,000 a day, or 1 in 10,000 in highly vaccinated states. They used data on daily average COVID-19 cases in different parts of the country to arrive at these odds.
Are there any additional sources that have looked at this?
Yes. A recent CDC report includes data showing the odds of a breakthrough might be even lower at about 1 in 5,000 per week. PolitiFact found all of these statistics have some limitations. For example, they don't take into account the undercounting of breakthrough infections, but they do show the vaccines are reducing infections and the overall risk of a breakthrough is low.
Great to know about those statistics. Thank you as always, Chris.
Thank you, Randall.
And for more information, head to capradio.org/PolitiFact.